The reaction is still coming in, and it's angry, to that leak from a White House staff meeting yesterday in which staffer Kelly Sadler said it doesn't matter whether Senator John McCain opposes the president's CIA nominee because he's dying anyway. Here's one response on Twitter. Are there any Republicans left with a soul to stand up to something this repugnant? Femi Okeh is co-host of Al Jazeera's The Stream. She joins us to talk about how the news filtered through social media during the week. And Femi, this exploded. Sadler reportedly called McCain's daughter, Megan, to apologize, but the White House hasn't commented. What are you hearing?
Well, the White House has a statement. It doesn't reference exactly what Kerry Sadler actually said, but it does say that we respect Senator McCain's service to our nation, and he and his family are in our prayers during this difficult time. Meghan McCain retweeted her words from The View earlier on today, and she says, "Don't feel bad for me or my family. We're really strong. My dad's actually really well right now, and I believe in the power of prayer, and I think it is helping." But there's a lot of bipartisan support for Senator McCain, and Hutch Waterfall really sums this up on Twitter. He says that comment, "What a disgrace. I don't agree with most of McCain's policies, but have a heart."
All right. Well, that's going to continue. That is not going to die down soon. But we want to turn to someone who fascinated us, and now he's gone. David Goodall. He was the 104-year-old Australian scientist who went to Switzerland to end his life because assisted suicide is illegal in Australia. He was in pain. He held a press conference saying that he regretted living as old as he did.
"Well, I'm not enjoying life now as I would have done 5 or 10 years ago. And I think the same may be true of most people of this age."
Femi, this really reverberated online.
It was stunning, and also stunning because the family got together with a news organisation, Sky News, and they documented his journey to death, his journey to die. So every moment was posted, what his last meal was, what the drugs were. You could look at the drugs. You were told how he could turn the drugs on or turn the drugs off, depending on whether he wanted to go through with this. Robert Fairhead watched this story unfold online, and he said, "What a beautiful testament to a life well spent and the decision to end it. Thanks for sharing, Goodall family." I'm not sure that people changed their positions, but what they did get to see through this playing out of David Goodall's life was what it is like to be 104 years old, what it's like to say, "I am going to die on this day," and how to actually do it, and takes away the mystery out of it and perhaps the horror that some people may associate it with actually deciding, "I am going to die, and I want to do it now."
Quite a story. Well, we also have to get to the video that came from behind the new single from Donald Glover, Childish Gambino, that blew up the internet. It's been viewed more than 75 million times. It's called This Is America. You first see him cheerfully dancing through an empty warehouse. It looks like the warehouse that Thriller, you know, the garage that Thriller was in. And then, boom, he's shooting a man point blank. He continues to dance through a room filled with church choir singers. Let's listen.
"This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now.
So he comes to the choir and then shoots the choir with what appears to be an assault-style weapon. Femi, you know, people are going crazy, you know, all the references in this. What are you hearing?
So many. And there are so many companion pieces, companion videos online, companion articles, think pieces, the hidden meaning to This Is America. And what makes this a cultural conversation is just the sheer numbers of people who are looking at the video and trying to work out what it actually means. Tweeter says, Sarah Richard says, "I might be responsible for 200 views on YouTube. The conversation of this video is instigating, is absolutely electric." And people are talking about it, people are sharing it, people are analysing it, and talking about how this form of music, that hip-hop, this style of hip-hop, can actually give out a really strong message, that hip-hop artists can actually change the conversation in America, inform it, and have and resonate in a very clear way. There's one comment which I really want to share with you, because if you want to go online and see This Is America, there's a point in the video where it stops for about 17 seconds, and that is in memorial for the students who were shot in the Parkland shooting. So there's so much to look
so
at.
So much. Are his pants Confederate soldiers' pants? I mean, there are African dance steps, Jim Crow references. It's amazing. Femi Okeh.
More than a video.
Yeah, it is. Co-host of The Stream on Al Jazeera. We'll post it at hearandal.org. Femi, thank you.
You're welcome.